Proclamation number 7671 of 11th of August, 1960. Process of change. Self-shaping towards perfection. You'll carry the divine spiritual spark within you. Consequently, you are all my share, because this spark cannot eternally detach itself from the Father Spirit. And this spark is love, thus my fundamental substance, and thus you are my emanated strength of love which is hardened in its substance into material form, which already contains matured strength within itself. The soul, which in turn encloses the spark of love from me, which establishes the bond between you and me. Although your will once dissolved this bond, it still exists in truth, for you cannot detach yourselves from me eternally, you are and remain mine in time and eternity. And I will not relinquish my right to you either, because the strength once emanated by me must, according to the law of eternity, also flow back to me again. However, the time of distance from me, which was thus voluntarily striven for on your part, simultaneously serves for a process of change. That the beings created by me shape themselves in free will such that they correspond to my image. Which is why I did not prevent their former apostasy from me. And this process of change can take eternal times because the being's free will is decisive. But it will come to an end one day, and then I will have achieved what I wanted, eternally free, blissful creations which, standing in highest perfection, create and work with me. I then have children whom even my omnipotence could not create, who are to shape themselves into this according to the law of eternity. And whether a person still stands so far apart from me, whether he also connects with all forces of hell during earthly life, he is my share and will remain so until he has found his way back to me, until he has returned to his former exit, for I leave nothing to my adversary forever. But even this adversary will surrender to me one day, he too will return to me, for he too is an emanation of love from me which will irrevocably take the path to me again, even if eternities pass over it. The work of shaping itself into highest perfection first required its detachment from me, because the being, in all independence and freedom of will, now had to tackle this work, to strive for perfection with all its strength and to strive towards the Father Spirit again, as whose share it remains, even if the being has still distanced itself so far from me, even if it has still fallen so far through its own fault. It can never ever completely detach itself from me, and therefore it must one day return to its origin again, because I will eternally hold and pull it, even though I never touch free will. But when it is returned to me, it will also be indescribably happy, for the being can only find its beatitude in union with me, and this union must have been fully consciously striven for the bond exists and has always existed, even if the being still turned away from me itself, even if it voluntarily detached itself from me and no longer believed in me. I will not drop anything that has emerged from my strength of love, and I will also once achieve my aim that the being will voluntarily return to me. And then a being like me will be allowed to dwell by my side, then it will have accomplished the work of shaping itself, then I will call children my own and they will be indescribably happy. And therefore nothing can be eternally lost that once emerged as a being from my strength of love. Everything will return to me one day, because a complete detachment can never take place, because all creatures are and will remain mine for all eternity. Amen.